They saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. It shall be a perpetual statute for your generation throughout all your dwellings, that ye eat neither fat nor blood. Moreover, ye shall eat no manner of blood, whether it be of fowl or of beast, in any of your dwellings. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, and holy convocation. Ye shall do no work therein, it is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. And ye shall eat neither bread nor parched corn, nor green ears, until the selfsame day that ye have brought an offering unto your God. It shall be a statute for ever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. And ye shall proclaim on the selfsame day, that it may be an holy convocation unto you. Ye shall do no servile work therein. It shall be a statute for ever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. Ye shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute for ever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. So these things shall be for a statute of judgment unto you throughout your generations in all your dwellings. He shall neither have son nor nephew among his people, nor any remaining in his dwellings. Surely such are the dwellings of the wicked, and this is the place of him that knoweth not God, whose house I have made the wilderness, and the barren land his dwellings. Let death seize upon them, and let them go down quick into hell, for wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation, and in sure dwellings, and in quiet resting places. For a voice of wailing is heard out of Zion. How are we spoiled? We are greatly confounded, because we have forsaken the land, because our dwellings have cast us out. Behold, therefore, I will deliver thee to the men of the east for a possession, and they shall set their palaces in thee, and make their dwellings in thee. They shall eat thy fruit, and they shall drink thy milk. And the sea coast shall be dwellings and cottages for shepherds and folds for flocks.